Now from India to Texas, tonight the Latin Grammys are going to be handed out in Houston. Among the best album nominees, you've got Colombian rocker Juanes, Café Tacuba from Mexico, Vicente Fernandez, also from Mexico, and Connie Garcia from Puerto Rico. There's one other nominee. She's the only one nominated for Best Album, who's from Spain. The World's Marco Werman introduces us to Buica.
A lot of the buzz around Buica's album is due to Spanish producer Javier Limón. He's achieved what he's done before, mixed rough edges of flamenco vocals with polished instrumental elements and taken it to a wider audience. But the moment you hear Buica's voice, it's clear she takes top billing. Niña de Fuego is the title of Buica's third and latest CD. Girl of Fire is an accurate description of Concha Buica, her full name. Buica's parents were refugees from Equatorial Guinea in Central Africa. Her father was a musician and an opponent of the brutal dictator Francisco Macias Nguema. Nguema was notorious for his 1975 Christmas Day execution of 150 coup plotters in the National Stadium while a band played the song Those Were the Days. Buica's parents fled that insanity, but as Buica says, the dictatorship lingered in her family long after she was born in Mallorca, Spain.
Dictature never hides away from someone who's been in that situation, you know. My father was a big dictator. he's curious, but he was talk against the dictature, but he was a big dictator.
The oppression Buica's father dragged into his own family ended in 1983. That's when he abandoned the family, and Buica has spent much of her 36 years dealing with her memories of him.
I can't hate my father. He was very aggressive. And he was a really ugly man, but I'm here, and I'm alive, and I'd rather to write songs about him instead to hate him.
Do you stay in touch with your father? Do you see him today, these days?
No, I don't see him from when I was 9 years old.
Esas que profesan tu buena aventura, la niña de fuego te llama la gente y te están dejando que muera de sed.
When she was a girl, Buica earned extra money for her mother, singing in hotel bars on Mallorca. She's devoted to her mother, as she is to all the women in her family. She has tattooed on her arm her mother's name, as well as that of her great-grandmother, her grandmother, and her aunt and sisters and nieces. In her 20s, Buica gigged in Las Vegas for several months as a Tina Turner impersonator. When I asked her for a few a cappella bars of What's Love Got to Do with It, she laughed and begged me not to make her. After all, she said, I spent my life just trying to be myself. And yet she seems to tap into the universality of people. She can express it through flamenco, jazz, Afro-Cuban rhythms, or mariachi tunes. Buica says it's not styles, but human emotions that connect us and connect listeners to her music.
If a girl is crying in Israel because her husband is leaving, certainly there's another girl in Houston crying the same because a boy is gone, you know. I mean, we are not the same, but we are equals. All of us, we are equals. And we need the same things. A little bit of love here, good sex, nice food, friend relationships. We all have the same needs. And we all cry from the same place. And we all love from the same place.
That understanding, channeled through an extraordinary voice, may be why Buica has been nominated for Best Album at this year's Latin Grammys. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
Este amor apasionado que anda todo alborotado.
That's it for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
Boy, camino a la locura. Y aunque todo me tortura, yo sé querer. Nos dejamos hace tiempo, pero se llegó el momento. Oh, oh.